This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, I'm talking with Katie Dotter of Agvocate.
Hola.
Welcome, Katie. We're glad to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Katie, what is Agvocate?
Agvocate is an online and in-person agricultural education program that is bridging the gaps between Spanish and non-Spanish speaking people in agriculture.
You really have a passion for that. Tell us about that and how it developed with you.
It developed when I grew up on my family's dairy as a third generation farmer, and then I was also a first generation farmer for 13 years. And I remember specifically trying to explain to my Spanish speaking team about a new milking protocol we were putting in, and they just weren't understanding, and they weren't understanding the why behind it. And it's like, how can I better communicate this? And Google Translate was not cutting it, because Google Translate doesn't understand milking procedure. And so there's not a lot of words there. So I blended my passion for agriculture and education together, and now I teach agriculture-specific Spanish classes for English speakers, and then on the flip side, English as a second language for the Hispanic community within agriculture.
You've been doing this for a few years, and I presume that you've also learned a little bit from your students.
I absolutely have. From my English-speaking students that are like, hey, Katie, well, I have an employee that says this for this Spanish word or that Spanish word. So I just keep adding it to my vocab list. So these vocab lists are very comprehensive. Your first list in my dairy classes, cow, heifer, gate, halter, bucket, things like that. And I've also learned a lot from my Spanish-speaking students with their culture that I can relay then, you know, back and forth between the two cultures.
There must be a great variety of people who actually enroll in your courses.
There absolutely is. You name it. I've probably had them from dairy farmers to hoof trimmers to nutritionists, people from pharmaceutical reps. I mean, all over the board.
A lot of veterinarians, too.
A lot of veterinarians. It's almost, I'm going to say, about half my classes now.
That would kind of make sense, though, because they really have to communicate with herds people, and more there are Hispanic herds people on farms.
The first feedback that I got from a veterinarian student, I asked, you know, why, and this is when they first started enrolling, and I was like, why are you in my class? And they'd say, because the first person to contact anymore when we go to a farm is no longer the farm owner. It is usually a Spanish speaker, and I need to either ask, where is, you know, the owner, or show me the sick cow, or can you help me with a procedure? And I'm also leaving protocols or directions on how to take care of a sick cow after I leave.
So folks out there kind of have a choice. They can wait till they have a problem, or they can really work with you and be proactive.
They absolutely can, and I can guarantee you, you're going to save a lot more money if you're going to be proactive.
And a lot more cows.
A lot more cows and safety. Safety is pretty important that I think people forget about. And I also, you know, just want to bring up the biosecurity that we've been facing here lately. And that can be very costly. So if your employees understand from the get-go what you need and what is to be followed on farm, the better off.
It would seem like biosecurity of itself has a lot of technical questions and nuances to it that would be a challenge to communicate.
Absolutely. Again, there's Google Translate can't translate every single thing. And so you have to ask yourself, am I willing to invest in this? This isn't just an expense. This is an investment, not only for yourself, but for the people that you're working with every day and your business as a whole.
And would it help with quality of life for these folks of just being able to respect their employees more and being able to be respected more back and forth, a mutual respect, I guess, maybe?
Absolutely. And one thing I always tell people, the Hispanic community is one of the most forgiving communities. So they're not expecting you to be perfect. And so if you're even just trying, you have no idea how much respect that you're really gaining. And you're also showing them that, hey, I'm vulnerable. I'm putting myself out there, learning some of your language. I'm going to do the same and learn some English.
You know, we've talked a lot about dairy, but you have done other interesting parts of agriculture.
I did. As soon as other sectors of ag found out I do for dairy, I now have a curriculum for swine, one for poultry, and I'm adding a brand new one this year for the produce industry.
For the produce industry. And also, I think you've had an equine affair.
Oh, yes, I have. Oh, my goodness. The equine has been very interesting, very fun. And so, yes, I've added that to the curriculum as well.
Katie, how do folks find you? Is it easy to find you?
Absolutely. My website, Agvocate, K-A-T-E, agvocate.com.
Katie Dotter with Agvocate. Thanks for being with us today.
Muchas gracias, John. Thank you very much.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.